God is in all. God is all. Whatever we do is God revealing itself. God is in all. God is all. Whatever we do is God revealing itself. Whatever we do is our highest and best. That's God revealing itself. Whatever we do is expressing the beauty, the goodness, the glory, the wonder, the magic, all of creation. God is in all. God is all. Whatever we do is God revealing itself. You and I can reveal ourselves today in a most magnificent way. We can live in the now, which is the only time there is. There is no yesterday, there is no tomorrow, there's no moment one side or the other of where we are right now. For right now we are living in the allness. Right now we are living in the reality of the only beingness that is. Right now we are being all that is and ever will be. So that's why we can say to ourselves, God is all, and whatever we do is God revealing itself. Now, we don't need to judge ourselves and look at ourselves and say what we're doing is good or what we're doing is not good. We look at ourselves and we live in this instant, in this moment now, and we say, God is revealing itself in me, as me, right now. We can take the claim that I am God, God I am. I am revealing myself. God is revealing itself in me, through me, as everything that I am. Every glorious expression, every divine idea, that's God in me expressing itself. I can never pray to a God outside myself, because there is no God outside myself. The only God that I will ever know or be, or the only God that I am, is God inside of me. Is God at the depth of my heart, at the depth of my soul, at the depth of all the goodness that I choose to be. Whatever experiences may have gone on yesterday, or whatever tomorrow may bring to us, there is only one time, and that's the time right now that we're living. So we live in a good God. We live in a good expression of all that is peaceful. We live in a good expression of all that is divine, all that is right action, all that is who we are. Can we do that? Yes, we can. Do we want to do that? Yes, we really do want to do it. Why aren't we doing it all the time? Why aren't we being God all the time? Why aren't we living God all the time? We are. So if we do something that's naughty, then that's God in us expressing. Now, is that the God that we want to express? God is everything. God is the allness. And all things are beneficial to us, and all things are not beneficial to us. It just matters what we put our attention to. If we want to have a glass of water, we enjoy it. But we don't want to drink an ocean of water. That would not be enjoyable. So we don't drink it. So we learn how not to drink an ocean of water. We learn how to drink a glass of water. We learn how to drink a portion of what it is. A portion of anything is good and beautiful. If we say that we are all the goodness in the world, we are all the peace in the world, we are all the love in the world, we cannot even begin to understand what that all means. But when we say, I am unconditionally loving, I look at everyone and I say, you're wonderful. I look at everything and I say, you're wonderful. I look at all that the world is and I say, you are me. You are me expressing your magic. You're me. So when I look at anything, it's a reflection of me. For the world is shining forth outwardly what I am within. You and I are divine. And the sooner we take the privilege of being aware that we're divine, of knowing that we are divine, of knowing that there's nothing else but the divine in us and around us and through us and over us and all about us, then we begin to really thoroughly enjoy what all life is. If a fish were swimming in the sea, and the fish came to the beach, and the fish tried to climb up on the beach, and the fish didn't have the intuitiveness to climb up on the beach and breathe land and breathe air and walk on land, it would not be comfortable. It would not be at peace with it. But some fish can learn to breathe air. Some fish can learn to walk on land. Just like birds, they fly as their most abundant joy, and other times birds seek to walk on the ground, and they peck around at things, and sometimes they fly into a nest, and sometimes they do all sorts of different things. All these things make up what a bird can do. But do you know all that a bird can do? Do you know all that a bird can be aware of? Are you aware of all of the bird's capacity? Was the bird at one time a lizard? Was the bird one time a dinosaur? Was the bird one time a fish? Was the bird one time a man? Whatever the bird is, it is always that which it is, but it's not always expressing it. And when it expresses its ability to flight, it's expressing one of its most wonderful talents. When it expresses its ability to nest in a tree, it's expressing another one of its wonderful talents. When you and I live our life, when God is in all, and God is all, and you and I are God, when that's the fact, whatever we do is God revealing itself. So whatever the bird does, it's God. Whatever the lizard does, it's God. Whatever the snake does, it's God. Whatever the people do, they're God. And whatever I do, I am God. I don't want to be like God, for I am God. I don't want to be better than I am today, for I am the allness that I could be today. But I think beautiful thoughts. I dream beautiful ideas. I confess to beautiful attitudes of mind. And in those beautiful attitudes of mind, I live every attitude of my being. And I am God in all. And as God in all, I am happy, content, and fulfilled. But I live in the now. And because I live in the now, I am enjoying the allness that life is right now. Because I live in the now, I'm living in all that the God in me is. And whatever I do is God revealing itself. Whatever I think, dream, say is God revealing itself. Whatever I like, whatever I wonder about is God revealing itself. And because it's God revealing itself, it's me being myself, and me being the happiest, most fulfilled being I could ever desire to be. God is all in all. God is all. I am God. All is God. All is good. All is beautiful. Now, I keep my mind one-pointed on that which God really is, the goodness of the universe. And I keep my mind one-pointed on living in that awareness that I am the goodness of the universe. And all that I see, all that I create by my vision, are the goodness of the universe too. So today, claim it, name it, enjoy it, and be it. And say to yourself, I like me. And say to yourself, to everyone in the world, I love you. I love you. I love you.